Dean Lester's with us to go through this meeting at the Valley tonight. How are you, Dean?
Yeah, very well, thanks, Nards.
What are your thoughts on the program?
I think it's a it's a really good meeting, obviously, with the Typhoon Tracy and some promising horses in other races as well, so looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's a really good meeting. Look, we kick things off race one with a three-year-old race that you could almost make a case for any runner. We've got the eight runners going around in this over 1,000, and the latest market with the tab, we've got number one, Fine Day in the last start winner at four, Ben Hercules, who resumes 6.50. Then we're down to Thine as the Power at $6, $3 the favourite. Aldegon Miss, who's won both races and starts this preparation. And then we're down to Montenegro Man, who's a $9 chance.
Yeah, Nards, I'm quite keen here on, as you said, every runner probably got some hope. I like Ben Hercules here, resuming, showed promise in both preparations, won a couple last time in, and I thought a recent trial was good, and this is a very suitable option for him first up to return as a winner. I think his stablemate Thine as the Power might be the danger. I think from an inside draw, she'll probably use her speed tonight as opposed to the two runs this time in. She's been ridden a little bit quieter from awkward draws, but I think from the inside draw will hold her spot. One Fine Dane was quite a good win first up. Set outside the lead and was brave to the line to beat Thine as the Power. There won't be a lot between them again. He gets the claim and six Elgin and Miss, who's doing a good job. I think this is a significantly better race, taking on her own age group, but with the claim, she gets in quite well at the weights. But I'm quite keen on Ben Hercules to win the first. 2.5.1.6.
Two from 5.1.6 in race number one. Race two is over the 3,000 metres, the 84. And here you can take out number nine. We've got number one, Kizarabad at 3.50. Blue Jay Way 2.90, down to Weave at 3.90, Rockaway at $7.50.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Blue Jay Way. This seems to be really, it's always looked as though to be a caper running in these 3,000 metre races, and I think she's well suited again to get the money. To beat number one, Kizarabad, he has been going around in genuine Saturday grade, so to this sort of level, he's well placed. And with the claim for Ethan Brown, he was a Flemington winner two starts back, I think he's the main danger. Weave's running well, he just hasn't broken through for a while, but he's very competitive in this grade, as he always is, and with the claim, gets in okay. And Rockaway, likewise, hasn't won for a while, but likes the Valley and wasn't a bad run here at the trip last start. But I think 3 and 1 are the principal chances in an even race. 3, 1, 5, and 6.
3 from 1, 5, and 6. The third is a mile fillies a mare 70, and in this race there are no scratchings. We've got number one Fudged at 8, Something Silver 6.50, Prior Eclipse at 4.60, Kardashian is at $6, down to Remura, who is at $3.20.
Yeah, and I think she's the starting point for the race, Remura, because she's the lightly raced 3-year-old on the up, only had the 6 starts, and won at Yarra Valley, ran well at Sandown, 2 starts back, and again last time out. The little query is whether 1600's absolutely what she's looking for, but I like that she's drawn a reasonable gate, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Kardashian was a good run at Pakenham last start to Honey Esprit, and she's holding her form. Hasn't raced for about a month, but with the claim for T.O. Nugent, gets in okay. Prior Eclipse comes across from the wide draw, makes her own luck. She's a good competitive mare in this grade, and I think Fudged really well graded. She's got 59 kilos to contend with, but her past two runs have been quite sound. Quite an even mare's race, Nards. 8, 6, 3, and 1.
8 from 6, 3, and 1. Now the fourth is over the mile, the 64. Take out runners 2, 3, and also 4. Number one, Enunciate at 3.40, Play Me Now 4.40, Hard Faith at 3.60, Royal Zephyr is at $6.50, and Manning Road at 4.80.
I'm going to go with number five, Play Me Now. He's only had the one start for a win at Cranbourne some 5 or 6 weeks ago. It was a good, tough win too, and I think be able to make his own luck up on the pace here. And whilst he lacks experience against some of these horses, might have more upside than them, and I'm going to go with him to win again, number five, to beat six, Hard Faith, who's been running well in this sort of grade. The effort last start to Strategic Philip Pakenham was good, has won at the distance. One, Enunciate. I think the key gear change here is the blinkers going back on. Might seem a lot closer to the speed than last time out when he ran well behind Madame Manoa at Pakenham. I think key is riding the speed with him. And seven, Royal Zephyr, who just looks as though he's drawn for the really good run. He won a 58 grade two starts back, stayed at that level last start with a big weight, and Manuel gets some relief here. But I'm with the lightly race Play Me Now. 5, 6, 1, 7.
So we go 5 from 6, 1 and 7. Up to the quaddy legs, race 5 being one of the heats of the 55 second challenge. over the 9.55, and he can take out runners 10, 11, and also the 12. We've got number 2, Miss Turak Flyer at 3. Calligrapher is at 6.50. Caribbean Pearl, 9.50. 9 Golden Luster. And McGarrett is at $4.60.
I think it's a pretty open start to the quaddy. These 9.55, it's often positioned in running. And I just think Golden Luster will put herself in the right spot. She's a deep into a preparation and ran well here last start. And I just think she'll get a similar run. And she's going to win one of these pretty soon. And I think she's a good chance to beat 8, McGarrett. Likewise, he's been running well in these short course races at the Valley. He's been in 2 of them at his past 4 starts and been runner-up both times. And again, he's come through the Elgin and Miss form line. The difference tonight is that he's drawn a bit wider, so he'll need just that little bit of luck at the right time. 5 Girls Got Spirit, I think, can certainly improve. Just couldn't get into the right spot last start in a 78. I think even though she's drawn wide here, I think in back to benchmark 70 can put herself in the spot and run well. And Miss Turak Flyer might be the best talent in the race. She's going to get a long way back, but look for her to be closing, freshened up since her run at the Magic Millions. But quite an open start to the quaddy. Nard, 6.85 and 2.
6.85, 2. Now race 6 over 2,040. In this race, she can take out the 9. We've got number 3, Ayers Rock at 5. 2.44, Crimson Tears. Down to 6.4, Bianco Nouveau. Blue Bear is at 5.50 and Dunlani at 9.50.
Gee, I think that's a good price about Dunlani. She ran very well first up. That was at Pakenham, hit the line sweetly over 1,600 metres. Finished right beside Misko, who ran really well in a much stronger benchmark 64 at Sandown on Wednesday. And while she hasn't been beyond 1,850 metres, I think that this trip will really suit her, being a daughter of Dundeal, and she did win second up last campaign. I think she's a great price, number 10, to beat 7. Bianco Nervo ran well last start, was over a month between runs and went from 1,500 to 2,046 metres, and I just think probably needed that run. 5 Crimson Tears is having a really good preparation. She hasn't missed a place in 6 runs this campaign and will be competitive again. And 3 Ayers Rock will be up on the speed. He runs well in these races. He just doesn't win very often. But do you think Dunlani's a terrific price? 10.75 and 3.
10.75, 3. Now the 7th. This is the Group 3 1,200 metre Typhoon Tracy. And having a look here at the changes, she can take out number 8. As far as our market is concerned, we've got number 1, Crack the Code, at $4.80. We're looking at 2, Blue Roche, at $5.50. 4.64, Hummer Hummer. $4.04, Moltaja. And then we're looking at longer odds, the others.
Terrific race. Plenty of depth. I'm going to go with Spanish Whisper here first up at a bit of a price. Last time in, she ran really well here first up, just weak and late behind Thrillster. Then ran second to the terrific filly, Mystic Journey, and then probably tapered off in the Tranquil Star and the Crockett at her next 2 runs. But trialled well recently, and I think ready to go first up. I think she's a good price and she's got a good chance. Hummer Hummer was just a beautiful ride by Jamie Mott to get the money first up. But she's so reliable in this grade. She just keeps racing well. And because she hasn't won one of these races, she's got a terrific weight advantage on Blue Roche, who she beat last start. Blue Roche was a bit unlucky. She got behind a couple of long shots there and got taken sort of out of the race, ran on well, but meets Hummer Hummer 2.5 kilos worse for that defeat. So that's the challenge for her. And Multaja is unbeaten first up. She's a winner here at the Valley. Loved a recent trial at Randwick. Worked to the line well. And I think she'll be very competitive. But a really solid race now. It's 3, 4, 2, 7.
3 from 4, 2 and 7. And then we go to the last race, 8 over 1,200. And you can take out 8, 14, 15 and 16. Number 2, Absolute, 4.20. Non-Payer at 4.40. 4.60, Good Therapy. And we're looking at Spirit of Aquata at 5.50.
Yeah, I think he's the key runner, Spirit of Aquata. He is a Saturday winner here in 3-year-old company last preparation and good second at Saturday grade to Brian in 78 grade. So in a 70, he's well placed. And his first up form reads very good. So I'm going to go with Spirit of Aquata now that he's in the field to beat 5 Good Therapy. It was just the perfect scenario for him last start. A lot of speed up front. He was always going to swoop on them late and he got the money. He's got a good speed again here, but he hasn't drawn quite as wide, so he'll need that little bit of luck getting momentum. But if he does, he's a great winning chance. 12 Kino Town did a good job to win last start. That was only second up from a spell, and form last time in was around the likes of Grey Shadow and Egyptian Bullet, which is good city form. Just probably the slightest query is running a strong 1,200, and 2 Absolute, who had the one run for the Darren Weir stable now with the Mar Eustace team, drops in grade on a run behind Grey Worm here in last time out. That was a really solid race, and they ran very good time next best. 13, 5, 12, and 2.
13 from 5, 12, 2. What's your best roughie quaddy in your play of the night?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty challenging program, Nards, with plenty of depth and maybe a bit of value. Best bet for me is race 1, number 2, Ben Hercules. The best value is race 6, number 10, Dunlani. The quaddy, be a flexi quaddy for me. First leg, 2, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Second leg, 3, 5, 7, and 10. Third leg, 2, 3, 4, and 7. And the last leg, 2, 5, 12, and 13. And the play of the night is just a multi of the win and the place. So the four combinations of two horses. Race 1, number 2, Ben Hercules. And race 6, number 10, Dunlani.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean.
Terrific. Thank you, Nadia.
There's Dean Lester. It's 13 past 11.